Hello, everyone,
and welcome
to
the Pivotal Baptist Podcast.
Exactly.
It's hard to say.
I'm your host, Daniel Vincent. You can find us and other podcasts at reformpodcast.com. Also, check out our blog at theparticularbaptist.net. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button if you have not yet already, and hit the bell to be notified of any new content that comes out. And I want to give a shout out to our patrons. Thank you to Stephen, David, and others who graciously give to the ministry. We appreciate your support and for giving to us and helping us to continue to do what we do.
And don't subscribe till you watch it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as you can see, I have a guest with me today. This is my daughter, Taya. Say hi, Taya.
Hi.
Taya is, how old are you, Taya?
Eight.
You're eight?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're eight. So we're doing this is a very different kind of episode today. Very laid back, very chill. But Taya wanted to come on the show.
For my birthday.
Yeah, for your birthday, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted to come on for your birthday. That was one of your birthday present requests. So here we are. Taya's here. We're going to talk a little bit about theology. We're going to talk about Taya. So this is going to be a very, very different episode. Very laid back, very chill, not formal at all.
Yeah, like not stuff that I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll be talking Taya stuff today. So Taya, also, if you want to ask Taya any questions, put them in the chat.
Yes, it's okay. I'll answer them.
Yeah, we'll try to answer some questions that you guys might have.
And mommy, you try too.
You tell mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you try too. You ask a question too.
As you can see, Taya is not afraid of the camera in any way, so I think this will be just fine. All right, Taya. So we had some theological things we wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
Some of the catechism questions.
Right. And this is kind of in relation to one of the things that you wanted to talk about when we had talked about topics.
And then next up is my favorite Bible character.
You want to talk about your favorite Bible character too, right? Yeah. So at the catechism, so Taya and her siblings are actually going through this catechism, the Children's Prove It Catechism, published by Reformed Baptist Church in Grand Rapids, which is now Emmanuel Grace Reformed Baptist. I can't remember the name, but whatever the big Reformed Baptist churches in Grand Rapids, where Jeff Johnson, Matt Vincent, and others are elders, pastors
there. Matt Vincent? We have a Matt Vincent?
Yeah, it's Uncle Matt. Yeah, Uncle Matt is an elder at that church. But that's where this catechism comes from, and we've been doing this for most of our devotions, and we thought we'd talk about one of the questions.
I did not even know that he existed.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of family spread out today. Okay, so Tay.
Yes.
Question 28. What was the sin of our first parents?
They ate the fruit without God telling them that they can't.
Exactly. Well, that they could. Yeah. Basically, eating the forbidden fruit. Yes. And who tempted them to the sin?
The snake.
The snake. The devil? Who did he tempt first?
Eve.
Right. And then what did she do?
She tempted Adam.
She gave the fruit to Adam, right? Yes. And how does that tie into what you've been learning in Sunday school? So you want to tell people a little bit about what your Sunday school class is about and what you learned about Adam and Eve specifically?
I learned about that they had to be sent out of the garden because they ate the fruit. And they said that they had many, many children. And Mrs. Kellinger was teaching us, and she said that they had to live on the land and work for food. And my mommy and daddy say that that's why it hurts when mommies have babies, and that's why it hurts for men to work.
That's right. What and why is that? Because what happened when Adam and Eve ate the fruit? What came into the world?
Sin.
Exactly. And so sin causes things to be hard, right?
Yes.
So it causes our work to be harder than it should. So we shouldn't have to work so hard for what we need, right?
Yeah.
That's because of sin. That's right. And same with childbirth. Childbirth is harder because of
sin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yummy seltzer water.
It sounds like you're listening quite a bit. And people are listening, Tay. Mommy's tuned in. She said, I'm here, Tay. And someone else turned in, servant of Christ. This is great. I'm glad people are enjoying watching you, Tay.
All right. Oh, boy. People are watching
me. Yes, people are watching you. That is how this works. This is how this works. So, Tay, in relation to Adam and Eve, what else did you learn in Sunday school?
Well,
what else did Mrs. Story talk about?
There were different people. Next up was Mrs. Bailey.
And what did she talk about?
Well, Ariel. She talked about the day getting badder because Cain killed Abel, because God did not like what Cain gave to Abel, what Cain gave to him, and he liked what Abel gave to him. So then we made this craft thing when you would connect the dots, and they made a picture of Cain throwing a spear and Abel sitting on the ground, laying on the ground.
Why did Cain do that? Because
he was wicked.
Exactly. Yeah, and see, that's another thing that sin does, right?
Yeah, and
sin causes us to do things that God says not to do, right?
And then we probably will regret it.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we will regret it.
Did Cain regret it?
Yep.
He regretted it?
Did Cain regret it? I don't know if Cain... Well, he did, but for the wrong reasons. He did for very different reasons. He did it for the wrong reasons.
Oh, and if you guys didn't get this book yet, you guys would really like it. It's about a family called the Sophias, and they're teaching their kids about God. And it is a really good book. And it's right here, too. This is like...
Yep, The Infinite for Little Minds. Tay is doing a shameless plug for me.
If you haven't bought it yet. It's been out for a couple months.
Children's book talking about the doctrine of God for children, right?
And yeah, this is my copy. I already barked my spot. I'm already reading half of it. Oh, dang it.
Oops. Okay. Servant of Christ, your mic is either off or very low. We can hear you, but you're in the back. Oh, okay. Checking my mic levels here. I'm going to turn it up a tad on my side. Forgive me, everybody, for 2 seconds.
It's okay. It's okay if you can't hear us. Okay. We had to move a lot of stuff around to actually make this
like
work.
I said, this is a very informal podcast. Very informal. So we're kind of doing this on the fly. This is my first time actually having a guest on the podcast in my office, in my studio. So I had
But you did have Sean.
No, not like this. I don't think we did it like this. Oh, Miss Christie's watching. She's saying, hi, Taya. So proud of you, sweet girl. Miss Christie from church. Boomy's wife.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Say hi. Oh, thank you. Oh, and
what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that see you on Sunday.
Yep, she will see you on Sunday. Hopefully. Servant of Christ, let me know if my mic is better. Again, we're trying and I move things around, so hopefully I didn't mess things up too much. But
can you hear me?
Oh, I think everybody can hear you just fine, Tay.
Because my...
No, somebody was saying that they could not hear me. So I just wanted to
Mommy,
try and fix that a little
Mommy,
bit.
Mommy, you ask me a question, please.
You want Mommy to ask you a question? Okay, I'll wait for a question to come through. So, Tay, you were talking about Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
So... Cain killed Abel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we established that was because of what?
He didn't.
Why did he kill Abel?
Because he felt jealous.
Yeah. Well, why do you remember why he felt jealous?
Because God liked Abel's gift and not his.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Miss Ariel said it's because he really didn't care. He just needed to do it. He said that he just needed to do it.
Yeah.
He really didn't care.
Cain wanted what Abel had, as Abel's sacrifice was pleasing to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cain's sacrifice was not. And the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 says that Abel did it by faith. So he did what God wanted him to do. And Cain did not do what he was supposed to do. And so that made Cain very angry.
It doesn't... Didn't Cain believe in God?
Did Cain believe in God?
Yes.
No, it doesn't seem like he did.
But it seemed like he did because why would he give a gift to him if he didn't believe in him?
Why did he give a gift to him?
If he didn't believe in him.
Well, because that's a good question. Well, because
I think I know why.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I think it's because he wanted to please his parents.
That could be. The Bible doesn't really say, but he thought that he could do what was pleasing to God on his own.
But he had to have God's help to do it.
He had to have God's help to do it? Yeah, in a sense, he had to do it the right way, right? But Cain wanted to do it his own way. Like, whatever that meant, it doesn't say exactly why, but whatever he was doing was not pleasing to God.
I think he meant like, he's like, here, God, and Abel's like, here's a lot of stuff. And he was like, not, like, he seemed, in. She read us like this new book that just came out, and she's like, she said, it seems that he really did it. It seems that he really, in the way that he gave it, did not care, but Abel did.
Yeah, he didn't seem to care about the way he did it. And see, that's important because how we worship God is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Abel didn't care how he worshiped God. Abel didn't care that he came to God on his own terms. Instead, he wanted to do it his way. And that was obviously a bad idea, right?
Yeah, because then, like, God wants you to do it his way, not like the way that you think, or you're not going to go to heaven.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. We don't work for our salvation, but we do want to do things that are pleasing to God, right?
Sometimes I'm really naughty.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're 8 years old. That's kind of what happens.
Yep. Well, I like being 8 because I don't have to sit in a booster. It's so clunky and it always gets stuck in the seat. The, like, you know that like long thing that has the red thing on it?
Mm-hmm.
Gets stuck in the seat and it's hard to take it out.
Yep.
But now I just
get to be a big girl. Oh, Mommy put a question in here.
Oh.
Let's see. What did Mommy say? Mommy said, okay, Taya, here's a question. Do you think people ever try to do good things for the wrong reasons like Cain did? Do you think that people do good things for the wrong reasons like Cain did? What do you think?
Yes, I think that they do because it is not, because they just do it to probably please someone. They don't do it by the heart.
Yeah, they don't do it by the heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people do good things because they're not doing it in the right way.
They just want to please someone or like make someone happy and think that they actually did it right.
But who should they be doing it for ultimately?
God, not for like themselves, to make themselves look good.
Right.
That Abel did not think how he looked. He just wanted to do it to please God.
That's right. Abel wanted to do it to please God, right? And he did it by what? By faith, right?
By doing something better, even though Cain's gift, what was his gift again?
I think it was some sort of fruits or vegetables or something.
Because he was a farmer.
Yeah.
And then it said that Abel brought like sheep and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's something going on upstairs.
Yeah, he came with a correct sacrifice. Mommy put another question in here. Mommy's your teacher. This is
it's okay, does. Mommy.
Mommy does.
I just heard something fall upstairs. I'm
no.
like, oh.
Now you know how I feel while I'm down here today. I hear all you guys banging upstairs all the time. Okay,
sorry,
so
about
Mommy
the
said,
skates.
Also, Taya, people can know about God without being his child because the Bible says that demons know about him. So people can know about God even if they're not Christians, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they, like if you're like parents, like I'm not a Christian yet, but I probably will be. Like I'm learning about my guy God and my parents. And if any of you guys tell your kids this, when you go to church, it might seem boring for you, but when you get older, it might actually become kind of fun.
Well, church can be helpful in terms of your spiritual standing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of it, we learn about God at church. We learn about the gospel. What do we do every Sunday after Pastor Steve preaches?
have
the Lord's
Supper.
Right. So we're reminded of what Jesus did, right, on the cross every Sunday. So, and then God can use those things to work in the hearts of people in the church, right?
Let's do the next thing on the list.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the next thing is... Excuse me, that was a big one.
Looking at your favorite Bible character. You wanted to talk about your favorite Bible character. Who is that?
Joseph.
And what's the story of Joseph?
If I can remember correctly, he is a young man, and his father, I think his father, he was a shepherd, brought him his colorful coat, and his other brothers were so jealous, so they took him away, threw him in the pit for a few days. Was it 40 days?
I think it was just a few days.
Okay. I wonder how he survived. And then they took him out, took off his coat, threw it on the ground, then put blood on it to think that he was, then when his father came to think that he was dead, then he put him into the slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So then he would think that his sons were better now.
That's right. They tried to make themselves look better. Do you remember the father's name?
No.
His name was, Mimi's watching. She said, hi, Tay.
Oh, hi, Mimi.
Yeah, do you remember what the brothers, what? So you said that the brothers were doing it because they wanted
to look good.
They wanted to look good for their father. Do you remember their father's name?
No.
Yeah, they were jealous of Joseph, right? Because Joseph was the favorite.
You should just feel happy for your brother and sister.
Yeah, you would think, right? But again, what is that? What is that thing that keeps coming up again that makes people do those things?
Sin.
Right.
I wish Adam and Eve didn't sin.
I know. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? But
it seems like the world just went all wrong when they did it.
You're right. It did. Yeah. What did God say would happen if they ate of the fruit? Do you remember? The day you eat of it, you shall what?
Die.
Surely die.
But
right?
They didn't die yet.
Yeah, they didn't die physically, but they did die spiritually.
It means kind of like the way that God says it. You will die. That means like you'll lose everything.
Well, spiritually speaking, yes, but not. I mean, they were still physically alive, right?
Yeah, they were still alive. They just had to work for a lot of stuff.
Yep, that's right. Their lives became harder, and they had to live with the consequences of sin, right?
Yeah, and they had many kids. They're like 100th kid.
I don't think they had that many kids, but they had a number of kids, and they lived a long time. But they died spiritually, and they needed a savior too, right?
And another thing that I learned in Sunday school is that last week we learned about Noah and the ark.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that he was like not like 500 years old.
Who, Noah? Oh yeah, Noah was really old. Even when the boat was created.
Yeah.
He was really old.
God just like made him like, I don't look young, but I act young.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because he had to build that boat somehow, right?
And with a lot of help, too. I think he had some help.
You think he had some help? Yeah, I think Noah had some help, too.
And I think the only way that...
I mean, it was a big boat. He couldn't have built it all by himself.
They said that it took about 70 years to build.
Is 70 years? That's a long time.
75, actually.
That's a long time for him to build a boat.
And then they said that he was 9,000 when he died.
He was 9,000 when he died?
almost,
it seemed like it.
He was almost 10,000 years old.
He was very, very old when he died.
Imagine if you were like that. You'll be like...
Nah. I probably wouldn't last very long this day.
No,
but
you would.
Back then, were
you
much
would
stronger
just.
Than we
your
were today.
You would have a crack. As soon as you went, you would have a crack through and then crack open.
You think so?
Yeah, because you would probably just be a shell.
Oh, Taya.
That would be really hard if you were like that old.
So, going back to Joseph.
Yes.
So, why is he your favorite Bible character?
Well, I like how he's like really nice and like not mean like his brothers. And most of all, I really like his coat.
You like his coat? His coat of what?
Was it the rainbow?
It was really colorful, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was a rainbow coat, but it was a colorful coat, right? Had a lot of colors on it.
Yeah, it had like almost all the colors.
But did God use Joseph in the end?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the end of the story? Well, you remember he went to Egypt, right? Because he became a slave. But he didn't stay a slave, right?
Didn't he become king?
Kind of. He was like second in command of Pharaoh, who was the king of Egypt.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he like that rude? Wasn't he like kind of evil?
Yeah, Pharaoh was evil. But he was friendly toward Joseph, and he allowed Joseph to bring his family to Egypt.
That's just like Daniel.
Why?
Because the evil king was nice to him.
The evil king was nice to him?
Saul!
Well, yeah.
And I met someone at camp today named Daniel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I told him, that's my dad's name. He's
there's a lot of Daniels.
What?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, so Joseph didn't stay. He didn't stay a slave. He became second in command of all Egypt, and he brought his family to Egypt. And then
he got married.
He did. He married someone in Egypt. Yep. And he had at least two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, I think were their names.
Wow. People have weird names.
People had weird names back then. Yeah.
I heard someone that had a name like, I think like Tebadeh, like in the Bible verse, they're like listing names. I was like, and then we all laughed when we heard one of them because they were so weird. Names here make more sense. But yeah, like
the
back
names
then,
in the Bible times were kind of strange, right?
Yeah, because they had like said like the weirdest.
They had to, yeah, they're hard to pronounce. And then you get into some of the books of the Bible that have drinking all that seltzer water. So you get into some of those books of the Bible that have the genealogies where they list everyone's father, mother, sibling, grandfather, and the names get really long.
Yeah, like it goes like on forever and ever. Like sometimes I do this to make fun. His mom, then his mom, then his mom, then his mom, then his mom.
Yes, his mom and his mom and his mom and his mom and his dad and his dad. Because it just goes
over and over and over until it like the end of the world.
Yes, there's too many names.
Bob Up's dad.
It's just easier to do that than say all the names, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you even do that, right?
Well, it's hard to say dad's dad all the time. Like, it gets bigger and bigger and more words.
So then you have to start saying the name.
It's like a pattern that I made.
But Tay, reading those hard Bible names is good for practice for you.
Yeah.
For your reading, right? I know. I saw your face. It's getting all down. It's good practice. You know, Bob Up used to make me read, or us kids read the Bible out loud in devotions.
Well, the words are so tiny.
Read a chapter. Maybe we can start doing that.
Like,
it's good for your reading.
It's like a pattern that I learned in school for math. It's like every time it gets more like Bob Up's dad, his dad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it gets kind of complicated, doesn't it?
It gets to 100 dads.
Gets to 100 dads? Well, some of those lists are really, really long because they go at least hundreds of years. Yep.
Whoa.
Yes, that's a long time. But it was important to where you're from, right? Especially when you're talking about Jesus. It's important to know where Jesus came from because the Bible said that he would come through certain people.
Was he thousands of years before most of those people?
Who?
Jesus.
Was Jesus thousands of years? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. If you mean
like
Jesus as God, yes. God is eternal. He's always existed.
So,
but as a man, no. He had to be born as a man.
Weird. So is Mary actually his mom?
Yes, Mary is actually Jesus's mom. According to his human nature. She didn't birth God as, you know, the invisible God.
That would be funny.
His human nature.
That would be really funny, holding an invisible baby.
Yeah, that wouldn't work, right? So Jesus had to become man, right? In order to take our sin and to do those things that we couldn't do in keeping God's law, right? He had to become a man.
Yeah.
The invisible God couldn't do that, right? Because his law required that a man fulfill his law, right?
Yeah.
And so he was the God man.
Yeah.
God, the second person of the Trinity, took on human flesh.
And if you guys want to tell your kids, there is not, like, if they're littler and they don't know this, if you're friends with Trinity, we're not actually singing about her. It's just a way that you call the three persons. There's not actually three people. It's just a way of saying that there's three different kinds. Right, Daddy?
Are you talking about the Trinity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what the Sophia family talks about in here? Right?
I think.
Yeah, talk about the Trinity.
Trinity's name is in there.
Well, yeah, but that's a good point. When we talk about the Trinity, we're talking about three persons in one being, right? We're not talking about three different gods. We're talking about three persons, right?
Yeah, we call Trinity Tinny.
Yes, Taya's younger sister is named Trinity.
Yes.
But yeah, so when we're talking about the Trinity, we're talking about three different persons in one God, right?
Yeah, it might be kind of confusing.
We have a catechism question on that. We have a catechism question on that. And what were you saying, Tay? Go ahead.
I was saying that if you tell your kids this and they don't understand, it's okay. I just want them to know that there's not just, like, if the Munches are watching this, and if one of, like, it, because they're friends, she's friends with the boys. If you think that we're singing about Trinity, you're wrong.
And right? What song are you referring to? Talking about Holy, Holy, Holy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, remember when we sang Holy, Holy, Holy last week? It is not about my sister. Every time we sing that, Tommy or Trin usually yells is, Trinity's in the Bible! But
no, we're just using it. We just named her Trinity.
Why?
When we're talking about Trinity from the Bible, we're talking about the three persons, right?
Yeah.
And Tay, remember this catechism question? In how many persons does this one God exist?
Three.
Who are they?
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's what
and
you
tell
And are
there more gods than one?
Only one.
So you have three persons, but only how many gods?
One.
Exactly.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't want to embarrass myself. It's hard.
Don't drink the seltzer water so fast. That'll help.
It just my throat feels kind of weird.
Oh, okay. All right, Tay. Any closing thoughts before we end?
We're already closing?
Well, yeah. We've been talking for a while now.
Can we keep going?
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, maybe I could ask some people some questions.
Well, I don't know if they'll answer, but you could post some and see what happens.
So, I have a question for Mimi.
Okay.
So, Mimi, why do you think that, this is for Mimi and Mommy. You guys can answer different questions.
Okay.
Why do you guys think that Cain, I mean, this one's for Mommy. Why do you think that Cain killed Abel and Mimi? Why do you think that Joseph's brothers threw him into the pit?
Okay. Taya's posed the questions. We'll see if they respond.
I just want to keep going.
They respond. Mimi said something else, though. Mimi said, it's not about my sister. Love her. Mimi's having a good time over there watching you.
Can we keep going?
Yeah. So what other Bible things do you want to talk about?
How about I ask you who's your favorite Bible character?
Oh, you're going to ask me the questions now?
And
okay.
It's probably going to be someone that's wearing black because that's your favorite color.
Well, I don't know if anyone in the Bible wore black. But so are you asking who's my favorite Bible character?
The priest did.
The priest did? No, the priest had to wear white.
They did?
Yes. They had to wear special.
Were there those people that were inside the, like, you know, like those little houses that you go and, like, ask him, like, what do I do?
You mean the priests in the Old Testament?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did they do that?
The priests in the Old Testament, they had to wear a special outfit with an ephod that had stones on it that represented
the 12
tribes of Israel.
That must have been heavy.
You know, it probably was. It probably was heavy. And they had to do things a very specific way, or they could die. Or they could bring problems on the people of Israel.
That does not sound, that sounds like so weird.
Well, God's holy, right?
Did he make them do that?
And what, yeah, those were God's rules. And what did God say? And what did God, and what does God say that man is to do? To obey him what? I mean, it's catechism.
Every
too.
Way that he wants you to.
What? Right, but not just every way that he wants to, but perfectly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right here. Question 21. What did God command Adam to do? To what?
Obey him perfectly.
Right. So that still applies to us because that's God's moral law. So we obey God's moral law because it reflects who he is, and God requires perfection. Well, so those rules that he made for the people of Israel, in terms of the, especially with the priests, they had to obey perfectly.
But you can't, but listen, guys, you can't perfectly obey because you still have sin.
Exactly. And
but God says to try.
Yeah, God, at least with regards to the old covenant, yes, God says to try. But you know what? You know why it was so heavy for them?
Why?
Because they couldn't keep it perfectly. But you know what it does?
What?
It pointed to who?
God.
Yeah, but who specifically?
Jesus.
Right.
Because then it was like, ding, ding.
What? Yeah, it was like a sign, right? It was pointing forward. It was saying
to God to see who is.
Show them that they were not perfect and they couldn't keep it on their own, right?
But until they saw the sign.
Yeah, the sign, which was what? Like the sacrifices, like killing of the animals for their sins. What does that represent?
That represents,
who does that point to?
God, Jesus.
Yeah. And what did Jesus do?
He died on the cross and killed and became the snake crusher.
Yeah, he became the snake crusher. That's right.
And learned that in the first catechism.
Yeah, he became the snake crusher. So those sacrifices point to him. So it showed the people of Israel that they couldn't do this on their own. They needed somebody else to fulfill it for them, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, those rules seem kind of weird, right?
Yeah,
they don't make much sense otherwise.
Yeah, it would really not make sense.
No, it wouldn't make sense at all.
It wouldn't.
And they would be hopeless.
Like,
it would be completely hopeless for them.
Like, it would make really not sense, like, if God made them do that, not to get Jesus to come, just to do it for, like, fun.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense, right?
No, and then they
had
would
greater
be
fulfillment in Jesus Christ.
They would be killing animals for nothing.
That's right.
And they're going to need them to eat too.
They would be killing animals for nothing if it was only just for the rules, right? It'd be a waste of everybody's time. But
and then we wouldn't
Jesus
do it.
Came, and the plan was to bring Jesus onto the scene, and so we don't have to kill animals anymore, right?
Yeah, that is like. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thankfully we do not have to do that.
Because that would be like so annoying, like almost every day we have to like go find an animal and like yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yep.
It would be really stressful.
Yeah, because
you
like,
have to do it right and you have to do it at the right time.
Like tomorrow.
Or God will be displeased with you.
Like tomorrow we have to go help Kat Warwick because she is moving. Can we move?
No, we're moving tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Moving them tomorrow. Really? Oh, Mommy and Mimi wrote back.
Oh,
let's see.
Answer.
So she said, Mimi said, the brothers were sinful and jealous, talking about Cain and Abel.
You are correct.
I think she meant, I'm sorry. You know what? I think she's talking about Joseph.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brothers were sinful and jealous, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's why they threw him into the pit. And
okay.
Then Mommy said.
You're too, Mommy.
I think Cain killed Abel because God wasn't pleased with Cain, and instead of dealing with his sin, he took his anger out on his brother.
Yeah, like sometimes my mom, I got to have some spankings today because my anger was getting too bad. And my mommy says, don't go out there, because I was in my room, says, don't go out there and bring all your anger out on your siblings.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, right?
Because then it might hurt their feelings or actually hurt them.
That's right. And you see what anger can do if it's taken to an extreme with Cain, right?
Yes.
Because you know the root of of murdering somebody is sinful anger, hate, right? Sinful hatred for somebody. And that is the root of murder.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that even when you hate somebody in your heart in a way that you shouldn't, then you are committing murder in your heart.
Yes, you are committing murder. That's not...
That's how serious the law of God is. It judges the heart and the actions that come from the heart.
How about we go until 8?
You want to go until 8?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'll be able to go until 8. But that's what happens when sin is not taken care of, right?
Uh-huh.
Where does it start?
It starts at...
Where does it start? In here, right?
In
your heart? Yeah. And Jesus said that out of the heart come evil things, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing that goes into you defiles you. It's what come out that defiles you. Your heart is the issue. It's your sinfulness inside, right?
Yes. And by the way, if we don't get to stay on as long as Dad usually, just let me tell you why. Because we have to wake up early tomorrow, and it's an hour to get to Onikat's house. And we have to get there.
We're moving somebody tomorrow. Yeah, you can't stay up too late, right?
Yeah, because then you're going to be all tired and more, because we have to wake up early, right?
Yes.
Like 6? Because we have to be there about 8:30.
We will have to get up very early.
Yep. I'm going to ride in the back of the truck like Tommy did.
All right. Well, Taya, I think that's all we have for tonight.
Okay.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes.
What do you want to, what's the last thing? Closing thoughts. What do you want to tell everybody that's watching? We have quite a few people watching right now. What do you want to tell them as you go off the podcast?
I want to tell them.
Just real quick.
Just like one more time. If you want to buy this book,
Taya's plugging the book again.
Pivotal Baptist Podcast. Wait, where do you get it?
And what's it called? What's it called?
The Infinite. Infinite for Little Minds.
For Little Minds. Yep. You can find it on Amazon.
And
right?
Don't forget.
Approved by Taya.
And don't forget to tell your kids that we're not singing about my sister.
Oh, yeah. You're hooked up on that, aren't you? Now, when we sing Holy, 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 we're not singing about your sister Trinity. We're singing about the Trinity, right?
Yes.
Yes, we're singing about the Trinity.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining this special episode with Taya. We hope you have a great weekend and Lord's Day on Sunday. And we will be back next week, Lord willing. Take care.
And maybe if you guys go to whoever's listening goes to your church, see you on Sunday.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye.